Yeah, check it out.
I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
I think that's my favorite station ID that we have. Good morning and welcome. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. Hello, my name is Jasper, and I have a very special guest in studio today. I have Jody Glenham.
Hi.
How you doing, Jody?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm great. Thanks for making the trip.
Absolutely.
Today, Jody's going to premiere a brand new single of hers, which is coming out tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, tonight at midnight, is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, tonight at midnight, I guess it technically is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
to lead up to it, Jody's brought in an entire playlist of songs that have inspired her throughout her career and maybe specifically to write this song that we're going to hear.
Yeah, the songs I brought in all specifically have to do with the new song, which is called War on This World.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick it off with, what are you going to kick it off with?
I'm going to kick it off with some Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, tell us why you chose this song.
Specifically, there was some guitar tones that we were going for.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of early, I stress early, Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we were drawing from, and the sentiment, like just like the mood of the song, where it goes, and yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. What are we going to hear?
Today.
Oh, classic. All right. This is Today by the Smashing Pumpkins. We'll be right back. Oh, that's great. That's my second favorite Smashing Pumpkins song.
What's your first?
1979.
Oh, that one's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
Jody, give us a little bit of background on the song that we're going to premiere today, if you don't mind.
Well, I, at the time, so this is to tie in also with the Smashing Pumpkins song we just listened to, but I wrote this song a few years ago when I was jamming a lot with a band that never really played any shows. It was like a secret, not so secret project. We just didn't play any shows, really. It was called Medium Cool, and I was playing bass in the band.
Great name.
Thank you.
Medium Cool.
Medium Cool. And it was with Trevor Risk from Sunshine and Jordan Adonez from Phoenix Thunderbird, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Jordan. And Adam Fink from every band in the city.
Totally.
And I was playing bass in that band. And from that, I was trying to like write some stuff on the bass too for that, but also like just in the mindset of being a bass player at that time. And I was at the jam space with my guitar player, and he was kind of fiddling around with a riff that is the War on This World riff. And and I just picked up the bass and like started putting some chord changes underneath it. And it was thanks to that headspace that this song exists.
Okay. So it was a secret band that was in development where you were playing bass.
And with Medium Cool, we were like going for a 90s Smashing Pumpkins sort of vibe. So that's why there's the tie-in.
Got you. So that band, is that band ever going to see the light of day? Do you think you'll ever do any shows?
We've got some really great jams-based demos, so who knows? You could just never know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
How fun is it to play bass?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dying to play bass in a band.
It's so good. There's something about having to do something again and again the same way every time.
Yeah.
In like a short span of time.
The groove.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a perfectionist in that way, so it's very much,
I feel like playing bass is such a huge responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I play guitar in most of the bands that I'm in, and it's like I feel like I can kind of ham-fist my way through a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But with bass, it's like you got to be pretty deadly.
Well, when you're playing the bass too, you're like, you've got your own show going on with the drummer. Do you know what I mean?
You're
just back there holding that down.
You're in the pocket.
You don't need to be up in the show.
I know. It's not just about you.
Yeah, I love it.
But it's so about you.
But it's so about you.
No, that's exactly it. Jody, okay, what's next on the Inspiration Tour?
We're going to listen to a song from a band called... now, I don't know if I can say this band name on...
You can if it's in the band name, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They're called Nice As Fuck.
Yeah, great.
And... it's a band with Jenny Lewis from Rilo Kiley and Tennessee Thomas from The Like.
Cool.
And Erica Forster from Au Revoir Simone. There goes my French. But this band was playing a lot around the time when I wrote War on This World. I actually wrote War on This World when Donald Trump was getting elected.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it does have a bit of like a political coming of arms.
Like a subtext.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I picked up on that.
Yeah, yeah. So this band was playing a lot. They were doing like Bernie Sanders rallies. And
cool.
They had a message. So yeah, cool. We're going to listen to a song from them.
Okay, so what's the song called?
Guns.
Guns. This is Guns by Nice As Fuck. Thank you. I definitely hear the influence on that one, like tonally and what's the word? I guess just the ethos of it.
Mm-hmm. The directness of what they're trying to convey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's refreshing sometimes to like just listen to something where that is presenting itself without subtext or like anything. It's just like, hey, look, I just need to say this thing, and it's like, here it is. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, I love, sometimes it's nice to not be complicated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just telling me you saw Jenny Lewis 3 times in 1 day.
In 24 hours.
Every 8 hours you saw Jenny.
About that, actually. Yeah. I went to her show here at the Commodore. And then I have a friend that works for KXP in Seattle. And Jenny was doing an in-studio with a string section.
Oh,
and
there were strings.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Very cool. So we went, my friend and I went down for that. And then we had tickets to the Seattle show that night too at the Moore. So
very cool.
Yeah. It was so good.
Jenny, I always imagine Jenny being a really funny person.
Yeah.
Like, is she like funny on stage? Is she ever?
She's sassy. She doesn't say much.
Oh, is she quiet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, but she's like conveying so much. She just doesn't talk a lot on stage from what I've seen, at least. It was cool. I got to, she played a reggae version of Voyager, and I never knew I needed that in my life, but oh, did I ever need that in my life.
Oh, that's something, yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, it's so tempting sometimes to just like slip into a reggae beat when you're mm-hmm. like jamming a song. And
it was, yeah. I know, sometimes in a band situation, you'll do it as a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is silly, but like they did it and it was like solid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We used to do that all the time, and actually one of those reggae versions made it onto an album of ours.
Oh, crazy.
Like back in the day.
Yeah.
Jenny, tell us about how this song got made. Who did you make it? Did you with? Or?
I made the song with a Portland-based producer named Raymond Richards, who I have worked with in the past. He produced the Dreamer EP.
Great.
For me when he was living in LA, and he moved to Portland. He's a little bit closer.
Yeah.
And he came up to Canada, and we worked at Monarch, and we worked
great.
At Afterlife. And yeah.
Oh, you, nice,
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. So it was really cool kind of being in those spaces.
Yeah, those are two of the best spaces you can be in up here.
Yeah.
How about who'd you enlist to help you make the song, like session player wise?
So there are the Dreamers.
Some
of them are on there.
Yeah.
I feel like at the end of my life, everyone's going to play in the Dreamers at some point.
Yeah.
But Mike Brown, my guitarist, and Adam Fink, my drummer.
Yeah.
Nathan Schubert played this really cool like Juno arp that goes throughout it.
Yeah.
I played some synths, and so did Joshua Wells from
mm-hmm.
Lightning Dust, and then Loren Smith from Jock Tears played bass.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Real ensemble.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. To have that must be fun to be at the head of like the sort of rotating cast of really great musicians.
It is. It's. I mean, sometimes as a band leader, it can be a little stressful.
Of course.
But it also, like, it's been fun to be like, okay, now who can I ask?
Well,
who hasn't had a chance yet?
And it's really flattering that people, like, when people want to play music with you, when they want to bring your songs to life, and they make
Absolutely.
Time for it and space for it. Like, it's a huge, it feels good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
and,
much.
And those are good players, so that's mm-hmm. that's really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jody, what's next?
Well, we are going to listen to a very classic calling of arms,
uh-huh.
call to action
okay.
song. It's Come Together by the Beatles.
From my favorite Beatles record. All right, take it away. Thank you. Yeah, that's one of the greatest opening tracks for an album of all time, I think, Jody.
And a great rally song.
Yeah, we were joking about all the students.
The riot that's going to ensue on campus this morning.
We're going to burn the place down. Yeah. Jody, so I wanted to ask, with the single coming out, is it part of a larger project that's going to come out later?
Yeah, so I have been working on a full length called Mood Rock, and it sums up what the type of music that I play. I guess everyone asks you like, oh, what does your band sound like? And I'm like, mellow rock and roll. But like telling them mood rock, it's like a concise thing, and it's where I sit on like the rock spectrum, and it's a bit of a play off of like the type of like aesthetic I go with, like my artwork, and you know, everyone has like a pink Himalayan salt lamp right now, and like that could be your mood rock, and I sell mood rings at shows with download codes and, you know, like that sort of thing. So
it is very appropriate, I think, for your aesthetic.
Totally.
And your sound.
Thank you.
My mind immediately went to like an old mood ring, you know?
Yeah.
Which I don't, I hope those are still a thing.
They are.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I sell them at shows.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, Jody, well, we have time for one more tune.
Sure.
So I think it's premiere time.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the tune. Do you have it queued up on there?
I don't, no.
Okay, got you. I will grab it while you...
Sure.
Yeah.
It's called War on This World, and we recorded it here in Vancouver. It's coming out tomorrow morning, and I'm not sure what else to say about it, actually. I feel like we really covered the spectrum.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you queue up, like, one more...
We can do like a little thing.
Do you have a little thing?
Yeah.
Like one last song?
Yeah, I could actually.
Once
I figure out how
to preview.
Works. Yeah. Yeah. So I have the song Peace Signs by Sharon Van Etten, someone I'm a huge fan of.
Yes.
One thing that she does that I think is really cool is she has like counter melody in her vocal lines, and it's not a harmony, it's like an actual counter melody, and I love how that's mixed into a lot of her records. And she said like the reason she does that is because she hears two melodies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to exclude any of them.
Yeah.
She.
What a sweetheart. So we have a song here.
Cool. I'm going to listen closely for this counter melody.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, that's a great tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying you were using it as a tom reference.
Yeah, I realized once I played it, I was actually using it as a drum reference. But
right.
But she does do that, and that is something that the song does as well. So
okay, yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So, Jody, thank you so much for coming and chatting with us and premiering your tune.
Thank you for having me.
This is yeah. of course, you made the trip all the way out to the end of the city.
Oh, it's all good. I drive.
University. Okay, great. do you have any shows coming up you want to plug?
Yes, yeah, we are playing with the band on Tuesday night at John Rogers Park. It's
nice.
A solar powered show.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
Yeah, Rob Butterfield is playing as well.
Great.
And Sarah Wheeler.
I saw Rob at Cats.
So good.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was his triumphant return to Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Tuesday, you said?
Tuesday night. Rob plays, music starts at 6, Sarah plays at 7, Rob's at 8, and I'm at 9.
Wow, okay, well that's definitely the best thing that's happening on Tuesday night, as far as I know of in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's free, bring your dog,
it's
come
free.
Sit in the park.
Bring your dogs, bring your friends, bring a little snack, and check out Jody. And I assume you're going to play this tune.
We will.
You're going to do the live premiere of the song.
Absolutely.
Okay, well this is War on This World by Jody Glenham.
There's a war.